fished out his sweater and put it on him and hit him about here. And he said, it's too little. And I said, no, it'll scratch. He said, no, I don't want one like that. He had only one more sweater, same kind of sweater, same color and everything. It was a tremendous thing, and they put it on the guy, and it was way down about here, and the guy said, now this, the other one was too little, and this one's too big. He said, no, it'll shrink.
Good testimonial for his.
Yeah. Tell it what
somewhat inconsistent, too.
What do you say you're having done to your suit when they make these marks?
Fitted. Mm-hmm. Fitted or altered. Use one term as much as the other.
If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it sticks out like that, you say it does what?
It bulges. Mm-hmm.
And before the days of sanitized products, you used to buy a shirt and it'd be washed and then you'd find
it shrink. Mm-hmm.
It had done what?
It had shrunk.
Mm-hmm. What would you say had happened if you have a piece of kernel of wheat and it's not matured, it's just all wrinkled and dried out? You say it's done what?
Withered.
Withered? Anything else?
No, it could have shrunken. Mm-hmm.
Would this be shriveled or swiveled? Or?
Could be I call it shriveled.
Have you ever heard the term swiveled for this one?
No.
This is very common. So common I didn't notice it in the first year. Just all swiveled up.
Swivel to me is something will rotate. Mm-hmm.
Swiveled also means peaches and wheat and these other things. It's like steeple.
Yeah.
You found a steeple in the post. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this shirt. You'd say the shirt doesn't fit. It did what?
Shrunk or it...
Drew up? Or?
Drew up. I would say shrunk probably rather than drew up.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten drawed up very commonly. He just drawed up. So let's see, what would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
A bedspread, I think we've always called it.
Is that the one you use as a boy too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would this be homemade or?
Possibly. Or possibly when we bought it at the store.
How about just a plain everyday cover for a bed? One of these that has cotton on the inside and it's stitched here and there.
A quilt.
Uh-huh. Does this have a design on it?
Yes. Might have a number of designs. Mm-hmm.
How about one that doesn't have any design? It's just made for warmth.
A blanket.
Well, this would be like a quilt, but inside there's batting of some sort.
A comforter.
Uh-huh. What would you call bedding that you put down on the floor to sleep on?
Pallet.
Mm-hmm. To talk about land here, what would low ground down in the river valley be?
I'd just call it river bottom. Mm-hmm.
And a place where the water is standing around and...
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. What would flat, grassy country be called?
Prairie.
And high flat land.